If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
This is definitely a rarity for me. It's 7 and I'm actually doing some work at home, which I never do. And the reason being is it's super, super snowy out. It's just ridiculous. We've gotten like 2 feet of snow in the last week, but my car is horrible. So I'm trying to give them a quick hour to clear the roads before I head in for meetings. But it gave me the opportunity to catch up on you. I'm editing a bunch of podcasts, and by editing, I mean I'm just putting them together, and I'm making sure you can actually listen to them, so I'll be uploading those so you can get daily updates, and I can actually stay ahead of the curve, because I've been doing a poor job of that the last 2 weeks. I also made sure I showed some love to the people that actually have been kind enough to comment on my social media. I think it's so important. If you're actually focusing on social media, it's absurd that you want to grow a large following, but you don't have time to talk to the couple of people that genuinely care about what you're saying. If you want to grow your social media, don't focus on the followers. Just focus on the couple of people that are actually commenting, and make sure you comment back and you're genuine and you make time for them, because they're making time for you. Those are your most important people. Don't ignore them. Don't be too cool to respond. That's your job. That's how you'll grow quickly. Trust me. I'm seeing how it's working right now. I couldn't think of the word that I wanted to use, but it's working. You just gotta be patient. You gotta keep plugging along, and just keep doing it every day. Fill that buffer app. Get buffer app and fill it for days and days and days. But make sure you're the one that posts it. If you're doing a personal brand, you have to post it. It has to be you. That's just the truth. It has to be you.
Okay, guys, couple things. Number one, like always, I don't know how this happened. You know, some scheduling things always get mixed up, and you never quite get to follow through on all the meetings you want to have happen. And sometimes weather plays a big role in that. You know, I've been getting psyched, super hyped up that we were going to get some new developers in here, and we were going to start just running them through the ringer. And we had our main lead developers lined up that are already a part of our team. We had them ready to go. We had questions ready for them, and but we had to reschedule because, well, weather sucks, and it's hard to have a bunch of people go across the city when it'll take them multiple hours to get there to show up at 7 o'clock at night for development meetings. So that's a bummer. We'll move it to next week. And that's okay. That's a-okay. Something that I think, and I'm sorry I didn't take videos of this throughout the day, and I really, really, really considered just recording one of my meetings, but I decided that probably wasn't right in this moment. But a company that we partner with, it's a co-working space called The Commons. We sat down and I sat down with the owner, and we walked through a marketing plan. Actually, we walked through how the individual she hired to market the company is currently doing that. And I think for all small businesses out there, if you're paying anyone to market your company, take a hard look at what they're doing and decide if they're really worth it. So in this specific circumstance or scenario, she was paying X amount of money for the last 6 months, and it was a decent amount of money. And the result she received was 130 follows or likes on LinkedIn and 200 likes on Facebook. That's it. The responses and interactions she had with the post was pretty much zero. So to think that her services were worth it for the owner of the Commons, that was just baloney. And I think it was nice for Peggy, the owner of the Commons, to have an outsider sitting in on that meeting. So there was a little more clarity. Because, you know, it's kind of nice if you're really, really focused on your business. You've been doing it for a long time. And this applies to me too. If you're running a business, if you're working within a company, you become very accustomed to how you do things. You don't realize that something you're doing or a process you might be following is just absurdly out of date or it's not working at all. So sometimes you need an outside opinion, an outside onlooker to give you feedback. And you know, when I listened to this meeting, at the end of it, I legitimately just went up to Peggy and said, you need to get rid of this woman for the moment. You need to try something else because this is not working. And the major reason why I believed it wasn't a good call to continue to work with this individual is because I started to kind of test her on a couple of things, and I know I'm sorry that I had to do that, but I wanted to have a better understanding of how she would run, for example, an Instagram ad. And she explained to me that the way she would run an Instagram ad is by taking a bunch of photos and having it quickly flip through the screen or a video, and she would just target a very large demographic in the area. Anyone doing Instagram ads, if you're an absolute pro, you would not be doing it in this way. It's just the truth. If you're a pro, you're gonna create targeted ads.